What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Impel Forward podcast.
Are you going to say like
girl right here, Renee?
Are you going to say like whoop whoop?
What's going on?
Nothing. It's been a busy week. I'm glad it's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. I'm ready. This week took me in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're always doing something. So,
I mean, for the most part, Saturday I didn't do anything. I stayed in the house all day. I try to keep a healthy balance.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a lot of things going on this week in Durham, I would like to say, or surrounding areas. There's a lot of women, you know, in business events. I believe there's a entrepreneur event going on in Durham.
Okay.
Yeah, that I've noticed. I have to tag you in it.
Yeah.
If you have time, you know, barbers, y'all do be busy on the weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to have Crystal Taylor on tonight, but she can't be on. I got notification, just got notification before the show, but it's okay. We're still here.
We move. Hopefully we'll be able to have her again, you know, have her on a different time, but we look forward to her.
So y'all just stay tuned. But me and Renee, we go handle it for a little bit. Y'all will listen to us again. My country talking, and she country too. She gonna be country with me.
I'm very country. I would like to say that. Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out which one of my friends or family members won the lottery in Oregon, in Portland. The group chat's been quiet. I ain't really been seeing, you know, I got to go through my list of friends, family member contacts that live in Oregon. And I need to see who's been silent, on social media.
You think somebody in your family won the lottery?
I think somebody I know or somebody that I know that don't know or maybe know from childhood, somebody won. Because the store where the ticket came from is like a well-known neighborhood where a lot of people used to, you know, grow up where I grew up in. I mean, of course, it gentrifies, so it could be somebody different. But I'm just saying the streets are very silent, and I don't understand why. Like, you know, come forward. In Oregon, they have a law, though. You can't remain anonymous, so you got to come forward.
Oh, yeah. You can't come covered up like Kanye?
Nah, you can't come covered up like Kanye. Maybe, I don't know, but they still have to say your name. Right. They have to say your full name. Of course, you have to pay taxes on that. But I was reading it. The store that sold the ticket, I think they get $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because they sold the ticket.
Right.
And then, of course, taxes is crazy. But they have an option of a one lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can get $1.3 million a month for 30 years.
Right.
That's insane. Like, what would you do with that type of money? Because you can't even talk, like, you don't want to invest it because you don't want it to grow, because the first one come around and you're going to have another $1.3 million again.
Right.
You didn't think about that, right? My one friend was like, I don't know, invest. Why?
Wait a minute. Why you say not to invest?
Because you're getting $1.3 million a month for 30 years.
A month.
You want the money to continuously grow? You're going to get more. Like, it's going to come to a point where it's becoming obsessive.
1.3 a month.
Right.
And I don't think you...
What can you do with that? You bought all your close friends, family member homes, and within a three-month period, right? You bought them out with cash. Mm-hmm. You probably can travel the world and buy a house, you know, overseas in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
You bought everybody cars.
Yeah,
I don't know what you can do.
You can do a lot of stuff with it, but I don't think you would need to invest, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you need to invest because it's going to be plentiful. And then, of course, if you can do a will, if you die, it goes to, you know what I mean? So what would be the reason to invest it, I guess?
Yeah, I mean,
you can buy a business. You can be like, I'm going to buy a business in April.
Yeah, yeah, You can't, I don't know, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. But look, hey, did you hear about the Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The diary. Did you hear about that?
You told me, we spoke, well, chatted briefly about it, text right. message.
What did you, and did you look it up?
I didn't look it up because I'm traumatized. Not, listen, first and foremost, I'm independent. So that's not the reason why I was traumatized. Just hearing them type of stories, I don't want to hear it. But then again, is it true though? Because Trump would have been all over that.
I didn't see nothing. I seen, of course, can't believe everything on social media. That's why I looked it up, but I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. But they said that Joe Biden, this is what they said. I ain't said nothing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He allegedly
mm-hmm.
taking showers with his daughter. It said it was in a diary, but I don't believe that. I believe that. That's, I don't believe it. I went looking for it, but I don't believe that.
You couldn't find it?
I couldn't.
What was it? One of like these theory podcasts or, you know, little articles?
I don't know. I think maybe somebody put it on Twitter or something. But say a lady stole the diary from a friend's house or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave her a month.
Was it only a month?
Huh?
Was it only a month?
I think it was only a month. Is it just because of Joe Biden? Y'all hit the like button. If you just joining in, we're supposed to have Krista Taylor, the queen curator on here, but she had to be at another event, and I just got aware of that. But me and Renee, we still here, we're talking, chatting it up. Anybody want to come on and holler at us? And I'll bring you right on in. You want to come on the camera? If you ain't scared to, come on the camera.
Exactly. Listen. You're mm-hmm. right. She got a month.
Right.
She stole it and then she sold it.
Mm.
But whoever
she sold it to.
It's on a couple of news outlets, podcasts, C-SPAN, Apple, but nobody's really talking about it. So I guess probably because they can't confirm it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's been through too many hands, so they can't confirm it.
Yeah. So anybody, look, I'm recruiting people to come on right now. This is your time. We want to talk about the J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, the whole apology thing.
Oh, goodness. You was ruffling feathers on Facebook, I see.
Yeah. A lot of people was real sensitive about that, especially the men.
Why? Like,
everybody claiming because we hip hop heads, we want to see a beef, this and that. This is rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you shouldn't be so emotional about it. It's just rap.
What are your feelings about it?
My feelings is this: that's a grown man. He made a decision not to continue the battle.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big deal? The man said he had a family. I didn't hear that part. People saying he said something about, I don't know. He might have said it, but they're saying he said he had a family and kids or whatever. Or that's what people are saying. And he didn't want to continue with the beef. And he respect Kendrick Lamar. He said people push him to it, but some people say they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the situation was, he just didn't want to continue. So what's the big deal?
That's true. He's very low-key, though. You don't really hear too much about J. Cole and, you know, beefing with anybody. Really, he's not so much in the limelight like there are other artists that mm-hmm. are a little bit more vocal, I would say, right. You know, so maybe that's another reason. It just doesn't fit his aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. They say he take, you know, he do take shots, you know, here and then say little mm-hmm. things, but I don't know what it was.
I mean, if they go the same thing.
I, me personally, I would have felt the same way. Like, look, that's that man. You don't want to battle. I don't want to battle. Just because people say, well, Jay-Z and Nas did it, Bach and Big did it, so and so. So what? That was them.
Right.
Agreed.
I just don't think that fits him. He seems a little bit more. It doesn't seem like it fits Kendrick Lamar. I don't know. You know, but maybe it does. He never responded, right? Did he respond?
Well, not yet. That thing Jay just dropped was last Friday.
Right. Did he delete it? The album? It was a whole album, right?
It was a whole album, but that 7-minute drill was the song mm-hmm. everybody was talking about.
Did he delete the song or he deleted the whole album?
When I look for it on Tidal, it was still on there.
Let me see.
I'll look right now.
Take a look at that, because I'm curious to see, did he remove the whole thing? And maybe he's just going to do rescind it out.
Oh, I don't know. It might be gone.
Re-release it. I'm sorry. Maybe that's...
It's gone now.
It's gone?
No, it ain't. Hold on. It's still up here.
Okay, well, maybe he...
The whole album's still up here.
Even that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah,
I'm still curious to see what Kendrick says in response to it, but I'm always late to the game.
Yeah, because you be out partying a lot.
I don't. Finally got my car.
So you finally got your car?
Yes.
Don't tell everybody about this car that you got.
Why? I want to be the only one with it. If I told everybody, then, you know.
Look, you said that you put it together yourself, right?
Yeah, so they have different like base models that you can, or different models that you can get. Mm-hmm. You can start with, you know, the bottom line, the middle, and then the top. So mm-hmm. when I said I built it, I started with the middle line because that one is called the Sport. So it had a more sportier look than mm-hmm. all of the other models. But what I did was I upgraded it to everything that the top of the line one has. So right. When I was talking to my sales rep, he was like, oh, that's the reason why yours took so long, because we did have the particular one with the colors, but it didn't have everything that you requested or you built into it. So that's right. another reason why it took long. But listen, I'm excited. It was worth the wait.
So what kind is it?
It is called a Buick Envista.
A Buick Envista.
And nobody, when I posted the picture, everybody was like, wait, is that a Buick? Like, nobody could really see what it is unless you kind of know the symbol. But it's a new line to Buick. They just started making it August of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that many, but it's actually their top selling vehicle for 2023-2024. So there's a long wait for them, depending on the state that you're in. But for the most part,
mm-hmm.
I love her. She has the first, middle, and last name because she has a black mom.
Are you talking about your car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like that's a woman.
Listen, her name is Stormy Nicole Burden. So when you see her, that's her name, Stormy.
What made you think to give a car a name?
You don't give cars names? Your truck didn't have a name?
No, my truck didn't have a name.
What? That's crazy.
No. What made you think?
Huh?
What made you think of that?
Because she's gray. Like a storm.
No, I'm talking about even thinking of a name to get your car.
Everybody I know names their car, except women. For you.
Women? Oh, men too.
Women and men. Listen, I'm in like Buick and I'm like in groups, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Buick and Vista, like car groups. Before I even put a down payment and built that car, I joined the groups. I watched the YouTube videos. I watched consumer reports. I did all my research on this car before I made that purchase. And everybody in that group, their car has a name. Women and men, everybody has named their car. Whether it's one name, two names, three names, first, middle, and last, such as, you know, what I have. But everybody has named their car something. So
is it everything you thought it would be?
It is everything that it was definitely worth the wait. I will say, because we do talk about, you know, financials, being fiscally responsible, we touch on a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready, whether you have amazing credit, outstanding credit, all of the things,
mm-hmm.
if you are not ready to make that leap, because car payments are no longer the same. They're not the same.
Even with a good credit score.
I have outstanding credit. Even with a great credit score.
And the interest was still the same if your credit score wasn't good.
Well, I don't know. No, I wouldn't say that.
That's what I'm about to say, but I be hearing
No. I wouldn't say that, but we're no longer in the days of the 2%, 3%, you know, even 4%, you know, mm-hmm. let's keep it real, 5%. Right. We're no longer in those times, right? So you really have to be fully committed to, you know, if you want to jump, especially if you didn't have no car payment, such as myself. I didn't have no car payment, you know, and then you're jumping into a car payment. So that, you know, that's a healthy deduction that's taken out every month. So you really, I think people really need to make those decisions.
What was the need for you to, you didn't have no car payment, right?
I didn't have a car payment.
Mm-hmm. There's money that you keep in your pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What was the need or why did you feel like you had to do that? You could have been steady investing that money.
I could steady invest that.
I can't say this. I will say this. You don't have any kids.
No children. Mm-hmm.
I think you're handling yourself pretty well when it comes to finances.
Yes, I'm definitely fiscally responsible. My overhead is very low.
Very low.
Mortgage, all of those things. So when people are like, don't get a car, I own my house.
Yeah,
you only have about 6 more years on my mortgage.
Yeah. See, that's the difference. You got like you were just saying earlier, you got to know when or what you're getting into.
Yes.
Are you able to do so?
Remember, I worked 2 jobs for a long time.
Yeah, you did.
Right.
Yeah,
so, you know, that kind of helped. But if you're not ready, because mm-hmm. The $200-$300 car payments is no longer. the $400 car payments are no longer. They were saying, Dave Ramsey said something crazy. He was like, the average car payment now is between like $550.
Yeah. I think it's more than 5. Yeah. Yeah. Mine is about 5, 7, around 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you really, like I said, you got to be committed. I mean, at one point in time, leases were a great option, right? Because it would be like, it would be half of what your payment would normally be if you're financing, depending on your lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. So that's no longer. Mm-hmm. Somebody think that's me.
What?
Oh, so I was looking at something else, a text. Anyways, you just got to be committed, people. Don't go in thinking that, you know, things are all gravy and, you know, it's back in the day. It's no longer. Leasing worked for me and my lifestyle, so I decided to move with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you lease?
I'm leasing. Mm-hmm. Oh. That was better. I work from home. Mm-hmm. I do everything from home.
All right. You know,
and I don't have a commitment to cars. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a commitment. You know me, I'll sell a car tomorrow. I'll make 2 payments and be irritated that I have to pay this and I'll sell it.
Yeah.
So that was the best thing for me. And I sold the Camry. So the amount that I put down on my car,
mm-hmm.
I sold the Camry for. So when I brought my car home after I paid for everything,
mm-hmm.
the guy who purchased my Camry was already at my house. So it was just like an even swap. Like I didn't really see no money. He gave me way more than what the dealership would have given me. So it was just, it made the most sense.
So have you felt any kind of little regret that you bought it?
I don't feel any regret, but I've only, you know, the first payment on a lease is included in that down payment. So, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. But then May is coming up. I'm over here like sweating a little bit like, oh, you know, what's going on? But again, I think it's definitely a doable payment. Like I said, I have low overhead. I can still do majority of the things that I still do. So we'll see. Ask me in about 3 or 4 months. And we'll see, you know, if I'm calling CarMax or Carvana or whatever, ask them, do they want to purchase a car from me?
Mm.
Somebody actually offered to buy it from me. In the group, in my Buick and Vista group, because he'd been waiting since July.
Mm.
He was like, I'll fly down and pick it up from Indiana.
So do they have, is this, did they make a lot of them or a certain amount?
Supply and demand. So they're not, I don't think they expected the demand to be so much because, you know, they have other cars that are a little bit more popular. They have larger vehicles, the Enclave and all of those things. So, I think this kind of caught them off guard and they are not making them fast enough for the demand of them. So a lot of people are like in the group, they're like, I've been waiting since July. I've been waiting since, you know, early November of last year. One guy, he put a down payment, built one, put a down payment in the end of November. They already canceled his and said he had to request a 2025. He ordered a 2024. Mm-hmm. They canceled and he had to go in and put a down payment on a 2025, but he won't get that until December. Right. So no regrets yet. I love her. It's just different going from an older model car to a newer car with all the bells and whistles. And you like, whoa, I don't have to turn my neck really to back out. Like there's a camera.
Right. You mentioned Dave Ramsey. You like Dave Ramsey?
I think he needs to evolve. I like the other people around him, but you know,
people around him.
I like other people that are like under his, you know, guidance. I think they are, some of them are a little bit younger and some of them are of, you know, I relate more minorities and they understand the struggle a little bit more. Dave Ramsey will be like, if you make 30,000, you should be able to, 30,000 a year, you should be able to save 150,000. And you're like, how?
Right.
What are you talking about, sir? Like, that doesn't work.
Hey, I think he's good for some people. I say he's good for a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to be, again, just like I said with the car, you have to be committed, right? Because his snowball effect isn't for everybody. You have to really be strict with how you pay your bills, your allowance amount to yourself and ensuring, things are getting paid on time and following his strict guideline. Well, his workbook, he says.
Yeah.
And if you're not fully committed, you know, then it's not going to work out and you're not going to reach your Dave Ramsey savings goal per se to pay off your debt.
He did a survey. I'm trying to look it up now.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people he said, the percentage of people he said that don't even have $1,000 emergency fund.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. I mean, especially now with inflation. Right. A lot of people probably did, and then they had to use it for, you know, some other emergency. And he speaks on that. He's like, you need to pay for emergencies and pay for bills and debt. And then whatever you have left, you should be putting that into that savings account to build that $1,000. But right now, you know, a lot of people don't really have it. They're living check to check.
But even before the pandemic and prices started rising, people should have had at least $1,000 to just save it up, just sitting somewhere. But
that's true. That's true.
You don't think about it.
But people who make six figures don't really have a savings. You know, they probably don't have $1,000. Really, what's your ultimate goal is to have at least 6 months of your monthly household expenses in your savings account. So if anything shall happen, you should be able to pay at least 6 months, because that's his thing where, you have that 6 months, you should be able to find a job or some sort of adequate financials to be able to pay your bills within that time frame. I know people who haven't found a job since COVID. So how would that work?
Yeah, people ain't found a job since COVID, man. It's a lot of jobs, man. People need
help. There are a lot of jobs, but
they don't want to pay.
There's a couple things that come into play with that. One, if you have been a civil engineer,
go ahead.
You're saying, man, I'm gonna take, I'm gonna work at Burger King in the morning, McDonald's in the evening.
Uber,
a lot of those.
Like, come and say Uber. He don't say Uber. He say Uber.
Uber. A lot of those companies also are very intimidated with people who have a strong resume. They may say you're too overqualified, and they may foresee you quitting for something better in the future, so they won't even interview you. And they'll just disposition you out of their recruiting system altogether. Somebody who's making $300,000-$400,000 a year, you think they're gonna take something that's paid $20-some and be okay with it?
Well, if you don't have a job at all since COVID, and I guess some people, I hope some people is well off to last that long.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't had a job since COVID and you've been actively looking, you need to start doing something.
I know. The job market is very hard. I have a, you know, a friend, she put in over 100 applications and she didn't get not one interview.
So is she overly qualified?
I wouldn't necessarily say overly qualified. I think a lot of times jobs want you to, there's a couple things. Jobs want you to have all of these different degrees and different things, but they only want to pay you $15 an hour, right? You want to pay somebody with a master's degree $15 an hour? That's crazy. Also, somebody with the same exact experience, but they want you to work for less. And they don't want to pay you for that experience. So there's a lot of different factors that come into play, but also the whole work from home situation, right? A lot of people, you know, work remote, i.e. myself. They want to continue to work for remote. They want to continue to work remote, right? So mm-hmm. when you're applying for a work from home job, you're competing against the masses.
Right.
So you're competing against, you know, people in all around the world, country, wherever, versus if you're willing to accept a job where you have to on site going to the office, you're mm-hmm. only competing with the people within your state and within your community. So right. it makes the pool a little bit smaller than a work from home, 100% remote job where you're competing against the masses. Mm-hmm. When I got my job and I filled out the application, it was they had 900 applications. 900.
I just had when you call up, when you apply for your job?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get?
It didn't take me. I mean, I knew somebody and I had reached out to the person on LinkedIn and, you know, I received a, you know, referral, but it didn't take me long. I even went out the country. I told the recruiter, listen, I'm going out the country. I already got a job. You want me? You want me?
Right.
You don't. And it just came that way. It was better. But again, the job market is rough out here. A lot of IT people are closing. AI is now, you know, replacing a lot of people, you know, their jobs. Mm. So it's just taking longer and, you know, it's hard out here. So that $1,000, you know, they probably have to move that over and use it every month, which you was when they could have saved it.
You know what I always wanted to do? Hmm. I said the other day, I'm going to do it one day. I always wanted to be a waiter.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
No
shade to waiters. No shade to waiters. And I'll explain after he tells me this.
I don't know. I just want to try it out. It just looked fun to me.
Really?
Yeah, it looks fun.
You should try it out. I can't be a waiter because my memory is bad. Like, they would yell at me.
That's why you get the pad. Write it down.
But you don't see people with pads no more. You
I know. Look, I had that experience. We had that experience at a restaurant one time. Dude was like, oh, I forgot my pad. Oh, I don't need my pad. Tell me what you want. We tell them everything. I said, go get your pad. I got it. Tell them everything.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Like, man, go get the pad, man. Pride.
Exactly. That would be
me. I always want to be a waiter, though. Yeah.
You should. Where would be the restaurant you would wait at? Or would I bet you more of a bartender?
Nah, I don't be no bartender. I don't know about drink. Everybody be drunk because I be pouring everything. See, look at you talking about a bartender. Had to be you talking about a bartender.
No, because I'm not good at making drinks. Everybody gets a gin and tonic. Everybody get a gin. I don't care what you order. It's gin and tonic.
Probably a sports bar.
Okay. Like Buffalo Wild Wings?
Nah. Like Backer Road Cafe. Is it Cafe? The Backer Road downtown Durham?
Okay. Are they still open?
Yeah, they're still open.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, something like that. Now, what would you go say about waiters or waitresses?
I was just going to say I couldn't do it because I don't have the memory for it. I would be like the person who messed up your order and have to go back and apologize. And I don't, you know, that would make me feel bad.
He didn't have no pad. He was hard-headed.
Yeah. See, I know my strengths and weaknesses. And that just, it's not it for me.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd be scared of is dropping something.
That too. I'm clumsy too.
The whole tray.
So there's that. But, you know, those who do it and they're great at it,
mm-hmm.
big ups to y'all. I tip well, especially if you do amazing, because I believe in great customer service.
Yeah, yeah. What's your have you had a job that you have you ever had a job that you didn't want, and have you had that job that you do want or did one and it met up to your expectations? Have you ever had that?
Like a job I didn't want and I had to take it?
Huh?
A job that I didn't want and I had to like take it, or
that, and have you met your expectations at a job, you know, something that you really wanted to do and you're there and you're doing it?
I would say a job I didn't want. I had a telecruiting job, you know, when you like call people and try to sell them something or mm-hmm. whatever. Right. I got that job and got fired. That just was not for me. I didn't, yeah. My sister worked there and she hyped it up. It wasn't for me.
Right.
I got a job at the Nordstrom warehouse. Why did I work at Nordstrom? It's in Oregon. And it's like on a conveyor belt and you're like putting clothes on a rack and all this other stuff. And you know me, I'm taking too long. The clothes piling up because I'm looking at it. I'm picking it up like, this is cute. I'm not even putting it on.
Shopping the job.
The clothes just piling up. I hated that job. And I remember the shift leader, she was like, see you tomorrow. I was like, yep. I never went back.
Right.
I was like, no, that ain't for me. Mm-mm.
Hold on. A commercial break. Look, for those of you who are listening, we supposed to have Crystal Taylor on here tonight, but we got a message said she couldn't hop on. So me and Renee just here chatting. Hit the like button, share, subscribe. If you want to come on, if you hear us talk about something that's interesting, you want to hop on, let me know and I'll bring you right on it.
Oh yeah, we welcome all of our guests. Yeah, I think my job and what I do now is mm-hmm. definitely in my career path. So it aligns with how I've kind of created my career.
Mm-hmm. So I used to, when I came home from prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, first I started off, I know one time I was on, food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I know I ain't like it, not because I was embarrassed, but give me some food stamps. I go in the store with them.
Right.
You know, you got to fill out the paper. About, I think it was every week, letting me know what you're doing, if you're finding a job. I got tired of filling out that paperwork. I wanted to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a while. But I used to throw newspapers too.
Really? Did you like that job?
Nah, I had to do it. I had to work.
You probably was tearing people a little porch and stuff up, just throwing it.
Getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, going to throw newspapers. I'm gonna tell you why I stopped.
Why is that?
So I'm on Fayetteville Street.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing papers, boom, boom, throwing, throwing. I get to this one house, so I had to walk up on it. It had like a little alley.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got to that door, a dude just shot out from the back.
Oh my God.
I don't know. He thought I was. I don't know what he thought. I don't know what he was doing or nothing. He just shot out from the back.
Mm-hmm.
He scared me so bad, I froze. I couldn't even move. Like, I just froze. I couldn't even move. That was my last day throwing papers.
You didn't know what was going on. You just know it was.
Going on?
Was he on a bike? Like, did you have like a...
No, I have my car. You know,
okay.
Don't think about the car. I had apartment mm-hmm. complexes I was throw papers at. And park your car, go up the steps. All them apartment, yeah.
You didn't like toss it? Because I would have been tossing it. Like, I ain't going to all them. I might have did a couple, but yes. As I got tired, please.
Some places, you know, you can just toss it out the window, but some places you had to go and actually place the paper.
Mm.
Stuff like that. But that's why with the job thing now, I'm like, man, people, go find something to do. I threw paper. One time I found myself sitting in a, what you call it? What's in places where you just go and labor? I guess labor finders or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in one of those one morning. I couldn't believe yes. I think that's one of the time I was like my lowest as far as feeling a type of way.
Why?
Like, I'm sitting in a labor, like I didn't even have a job. So I'm sitting here like I'm looking at the people in there. I'm like, I can't believe I'm sitting in here with these people trying to go work because they know they're coming pick whoever need to want to go work somewhere.
Right.
I was like, man, I couldn't believe I was there.
Listen, you had to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, especially when, I had to, do what I had to do coming home. You know, I wasn't going to sit around, you know. So that's why with this job thing, you go in certain places and they talking about they can't find people to hire and work. I'm like, it's too many ways to make money out here now.
Yeah, but also jobs are still paying what, you know, 2019, they're not paying with, they're not going with the flow of the market, right? You talk about inflation and food and you see that, right? Yeah. So you can't continue to pay something, you know, pay what you were paying, you know, in 2019, you know, one store is paying 15, Target paying 15, Costco paying 19. Mm-hmm. What's keeping me from, I'm leaving Target to go to Costco, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a competitive, these companies need to be a little bit more competitive with their pay and also with the flow of the market.
So, I mean, I drive Uber right now. It's a lot of things I would do.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
If I, you know, didn't have the barbershop and wasn't cutting hair, it's a lot of things I do. I drive Uber now, but I don't have time.
Yep.
It's something I want to do too.
I mean, what, you want to drive Uber?
Yeah,
You should do it. You have time.
I don't have the time. I don't got
time. What you mean? Some people do Uber at night, 10, 11.
That's what I'm saying. I got the time.
You can turn your little thing on at 9 and go hang around the airport or whatever. Matter of fact, you're going out of town next week. You going to Uber? You going to start it at?
I Uber without Uber. Just hit me up. I'll take y'all out of the airport where y'all need to go. Get the tips ready, change ready.
Oh, so you don't want the third party?
Yeah, I don't want the third party.
You don't want the middleman?
No, I want the middleman. Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I love to do. But then the thought I had was people, you know, smoking and drinking.
Well, I think there's rules and things for that, right? That you can be on there. And I think there's like a deposit, like or if they mess up your car, you can charge them an additional fee or whatever like that. But I mean, I know people who've made a lot of money off Uber and Lyft.
But if I do it, I want to do it. I want to do it right. I had to get me another SUV and you know, ride.
There's a thing, because again, I'm in a lot of groups and I'm in this these luxury groups and Target groups and everything. It's a lot of things out there for women as far as like delivery and food delivery and, you know, groceries and picking up groceries. For some reason, y'all men don't be picking out the groceries right.
What do you mean?
You know, when you can order groceries first. You can order what you want, your groceries, and they go pick it up or get it from the store and drop it off to you at your house.
You're saying the men don't, when they go in the grocery store, they don't pick it up right.
From what I'm seeing, I don't do that because I like instant gratification and I like to go into the stores. But a lot of people in these groups get really upset when a man, like, I guess when they submit the order, I guess, you know, goes into a queue and it can be assigned to a man or a woman. Mm. But a lot of, you know, my guess is they don't want the men picking out their groceries because they say y'all not really good at it and y'all be messing up or you don't pick up something or, you know, if there's a substitute, y'all get something totally different than what it is. And so I hear, or what I read, is a lot of my good sisters, they'll cancel the order if they see a man pick up their order. So it's wrong.
Do they have a type of rating or something that you can see their rating?
Yeah, you can see their ratings. I believe, I don't know. I don't do groceries shipped to my house. I've only done it via Amazon. I've never did it specific to a store like Wegmans and Publix and all of that. Right. But they do complain a lot and they do tell me they will cancel if they see a man pick up the order and they'll just keep like doing it until a woman picks it up. So that leads me to believe there's room for me some additional money if I choose to be like a grocery person.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But then again, I end up doing the same thing a man might do. I'm like, listen, I ain't going to be sitting up here listening to no watermelon and all of that. You get what I give you.
I wouldn't want to do that, go grocery shopping. A lot of people do it. They say it's good money, though.
It is good. Every time I go into Wegmans and Publix, all I see is people with their little headphones on, shopping, looking at their phone and doing the grocery thing. It's money to be made out there.
And speaking of that, you talking about a man, this one guy, he told me he left somebody groceries in his trunk and forgot it. He had picked the order.
That's something I would do. I heard stories about people like the DoorDash driver was hungry, so he just decided to eat the person's food. And sent a message like, "My bad, I was hungry. I ate your food."
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not into it. But at least I know it's something out there if I choose to want to, you know, go out and make some more money. Because listen, I'm not embarrassed. I worked at Crate and Barrel for years, off and on, as a second job. But I loved it.
Is that the job you was working? What,
at South Point? Uh-huh. South Point. Yep.
Oh, that's a store. Okay.
Yeah. I know that store. Mm-hmm. I'll go work there again. But they just need to know yesterday's prices and today's price. And I don't think they got that. So.
Well, man, that's just a part time. Why I got
it? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But you got your main job.
It doesn't matter. I'm still laboring for them. Why do I have to be satisfied with something that they paid me back in, when did I quit? In 2022. Why do I have to accept the same pay in 2024 when the expectations change daily, monthly, all of those things?
Because you like it?
Now, if you increase the price of the store, then you need to increase the price of your workers that's doing the job.
What is Crate and Barrel? What's in that store?
They have like furniture. It's furniture, accessories, like glassware, you know, dishes and all of those things, bedding, pillows, bedding, like beds. So it's just a all-in-one kind of furniture accessory store, housing accessory store. Crazy enough, speaking of J. Cole, I actually designed, I was his wife's designer, and I did their setup. I designed their setup for their dining room area.
Okay.
His wife came in, and I helped her create that space. They had just bought their house, mm-hmm. and she was setting up for, she wanted a table set up for their dining room. So I helped her with that. I felt, you know, really good. She was really nice.
So why, speaking of that, what I'm about to ask you.
What?
What are we waiting on?
Waiting on what you mean?
What you just said. You said that you helped.
Oh, designing.
Design? Uh-huh.
Crazy.
I got a homegirl. I'll send you her information. She does a lot of that.
Yeah. My homegirl, May, who I'm friends with, she is in competition to she's a designer. She does she's a home designer and she's a jewelry designer.
Okay.
She's in competition to design Sway from the morning show in New York, his house. Mm-hmm. She's competing with one other person. And it's crazy. We were talking about it when we had dinner on Sunday. And she was asking me, like, if she won, you know, she had to fly to New York and design his house. Would I accompany her if I had time or whatever? And I'm like, absolutely. Because my ultimate goal, I'm going to design a man cave. That is my, like, dream thing. I want to design a man cave.
Hey, hold up. Wait a minute. You starting here.
I'll start there. But my ultimate goal is design a man cave.
Okay, you starting here. Even though I got to set up like it was, we starting right here.
Yeah.
When you ready.
Whenever you ready. Because I like dark. Like, even though you see pink, this is my office and beauty room. So, of course, it's super girly. But for the most part, I like deep, rich tone. Like, I like a very, like, my aesthetic is either, you know, Miami Art Deco. I can do the whole, you know, modern neutral, but I like deep, dark colors, like your navy blues, your blacks, and all of the deep.
That's my favorite color, blue. You see
listen, my downstairs bathroom, my half bathroom is a deep, dark, black navy, like a black navy blue.
Yeah, I know it's crazy. You know, we've been talking about you doing, you know, I was in your ear talking about you.
He was. My other homeboy, too. He was like, man, but I don't know. I got to be feeling it. But my goal, I want to create a man cave. I think it would be lit.
Right. So tell me why, what's holding you back from starting to do that?
I think it's because that is it. Kind of my number one thing. It's like a goal that I want to do, that I love to do, right?
What's your number one thing?
I want to come out with a eyeglass line.
Okay.
Sunglasses, eyewear. Right. And that it was something I started in 2019 and then COVID hit.
Okay.
And so now that I'm getting back in the groove of things, I can start it back up. Remember, I've only been at this job a year and a half. So I'm just getting my foot in the door as far as really understanding my job, my employees' responsibilities. And now I'm at a space right now where I can take on additional tasks and do additional things because my, you know, day-to-day corporate job is, you know, I've learned it and I know where I fit in at. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's the reason why. Okay. I dibble and dabble, but yeah. I, you know,
we got
outside of my house.
We got to put something in action.
I know. I really wish you would have let me design your barbershop.
Yeah, you could have.
You just popped out of the blue. You was just like, I'm cutting hair around the corner.
Oh, what? Yeah, one around the corner.
Going around the corner. What's going on?
I did a good job picking out the colors, though. People love my color.
I love that blue is amazing. Yeah. That blue, you did good.
And with the gray,
you know.
Yeah.
As great. Finishing touches, but it was you just did it so quick. You was like, right, I'm around the corner. I'm like, talk about moving silent. You did that because I don't even think you told me that. And you have been cutting my hair way before that.
Yeah, I wanted to get. I like to get things in motion before I start talking.
Yeah, I see you. Yeah, you did that. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's. I like that.
Listen, I got to get on Phil. See, the whole Easter Valentine's Day thing has taken on a whole new situation.
What happened?
I must have posted something, and Phil was like,
"Oh, I seen it. I seen it the other day. I seen it." Yeah.
Listen. I shouldn't have never told y'all that story.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And I get nervous. I'm like, do we see it? Because the guy, I'm Facebook friends with. We cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man, I hope you don't, you know. If he did, he did. Like, whatever. But, I mean, Phil ain't going to let it slide.
Yeah.
At all.
He ain't going to let it slide.
Mm-mm. Especially when Easter just came past. He really, memories, huh? Yeah.
I'm you talking about that, but I'm still thinking about getting this room right here. Yeah, we gotta do that.
I got you.
And I think this gonna be the start.
Mm-hmm.
You doing your what you call it? I call it decoration. What you call it?
Interior design.
Interior design. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm. it. Add finishing touches on that. Yeah. So.
What do you about that? About that's been over. Has that been over a year?
What?
Since I been trying to tell you, you need to go ahead and do
it. Yeah, it has been over a year. But then I took on this right. room and then my other room. Now I'm finishing up my laundry room, which is lit. It's going to be like an emerald green, dark emerald green flat. Mm-hmm. It's pretty dope. So I do it myself. That's what people don't know. Like,
I know that.
All that.
Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know that, but... Most people don't, but I got you. I definitely help you out.
Yeah, I'm ready now. Yeah, I'm around. I'm ready now.
You want the same blue that's in your shop?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, I was thinking about that last week.
We could do that. Mm-hmm. I think it goes with your aesthetic, so it follows kind of how you created things. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hook you up.
And then when we officially get out, this is my goal right here.
Mm-hmm. You want to put that out there? Or you want to,
I want to put it out there? No, I want
to. You move in silence. I'm trying
You're right. You're right. You're right.
I know where you're going though, because we talked about it. I know
where we talked about it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm with it. But you know what else is coming up? I saw Now Church. 5-year anniversary.
Oh yeah, 5-year anniversary. And I sing Sunday.
You sing on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm singing Sunday.
Yeah. Be
shooby doopy.
No, but they're having something. Shout out to Now Church and Pastor Nate and Lady T.
Yeah,
my good people.
Yeah, shout out to Now Church. P Nate.
Hmm? P Nate.
Yeah, that's what I call him. Mm-hmm. P. Yeah.
We got to have him back with all of his wisdom that he'd be throwing out there for for the good people. People love that.
Let me see something real quick.
We need to get some of our past guests, but we have some good upcoming guests. That's what people don't know. Like, as soon as we, you know, we finish those confirmations, we really got to, you know, a good lineup. It's just everybody is busy.
Yeah.
So everybody's busy. Fitting them into their, you know, fitting us into their schedule has been just a little bit tricky. But I mean, we got some good people coming up. I'm, you know, excited.
That's one thing about this podcast thing. You got to, you know, it, if you're not a celebrity or doing it for a while, it's a little harder to get people on and do it like that. But it takes time and consistency.
It does. A lot of people say yes, but again, it's like, you know, fitting into their schedule, you know, especially with the people we have coming up because they do a lot. So we have some movers and some shakers coming up, some people with some great stories and life events. Hopefully we can get Crystal on here again and get some people to come back and we got to do the black business thing I talked to you about.
Yeah, we got to sit down and talk about it and see how we're going to do that.
So great things coming, people. We got some good guests coming up. I think everybody will be excited about it. To, you know, we want to bring awareness to the community. I think that will be great and offer some advice to keep people pushing in their entrepreneurial journey.
That's
no matter the background, no matter what they've gone through, or you know, and so
I ordered two more books today too to put in a library, the barbershop library. And that's the thing I love. Like when I get new people in the shop, that's one of the things they compliment, the books. And most of the time, most of them, I read this book. I read that book. Oh, that's a good book. I had a guy last week. He's like, man, I love your library in here. Your book, you know. I'm like, even though the ones I got in there, I have a while, but I'm starting to get some new ones. I ordered two new ones today. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you accepting new clients?
For the barbershop?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always accepting new clients.
Oh, okay.
I should put my link in here, but I can't look. MPL Barber Studio, Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. Come and see me. MPL Barber Studio. Everything in pale.
You got to keep the aesthetic going. I sent somebody to you. I don't know if they came to you.
What's the name?
Start with an L. Landis.
I don't know. Sometimes people.
I think he has a bald, but he has a beard.
I don't know. Maybe he ain't hit me up yet. But sometimes people send somebody to me. They don't tell me.
Yeah.
Well, I cut one dude last week. New guy. He waited the whole time and told me. Matter of fact, he asked me, "Do you know so and so?" I'm like, "Yeah." Then he told me it was. I'm like, "Oh, okay."
So, yeah.
Mostly, sometimes people when they first come, they're like, "Yeah, so and so introduced me or told me about you or whatever." Yeah, but
some people old school too. You have structure. You have your app, book through your app, all of those things.
You can find me on Booksy, Impel Barber Studio on Booksy. You can Google Impel Barber Studio. And I'm looking for a new barber. I'm looking for a barber, experienced barber, who has a little clientele. Got to have a little clientele.
Okay.
Yeah. I do accept new barbers coming out of school, but sometimes it's hard for them to build clientele. But I'm looking for a new barber who already has clientele. So if you have clientele out there, contact me, MPL Barber Studio.
That would be amazing. Also, someone who's wanting to learn and, you know, in a great environment. You want to be listening to Sexy Red at MPL Barbershop.
No Sexy Red.
You're not gonna be listening to Sexy Red at MPL. So if that's what you're going for, you know, you gotta let people know about the fit. If that's what they're going for and wanting to hear, and
Yeah. Gotta be willing to work. Gotta be a people person. Got to love people. Speak to people when they come in the door. You know, everybody's different, but you're working in the environment like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a people person.
Yeah. The attrition rate is hard owning a barbershop, right? Keeping people, keeping barbers there. I mean, you've had barbers that's been there for years, but it's always.
Yeah, it's a turnover because mm-hmm. some people are impatient. Some people don't want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't know how to grow. Some people won't listen to how to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Some of them are younger, some of them are older. It's just hard. Sometimes it's hard to groom people to do what they need to do
mm-hmm.
in the barber industry. Then sometimes you got older barbers who've been cutting for a while, but you can't tell them nothing, you know.
Right.
So it's hard, you know.
Find that. I mean, so many. Do you think North Carolina is saturated with barbers?
Yes.
Oversaturated, I would say. Let me say.
I'm gonna say oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
It might be more oversaturated with bad barbers than good barbers.
Oh. But
when I say that, I mean skilled barbers and know how to actually cut.
Okay.
But because you know you got a lot of barbers, they including me, I say that. But I knew what I was gonna be a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get there.
Right.
Got a lot of people who become barbers just because they say. They want to be their own boss.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to listen to nobody.
Right.
They want to make their own schedule. But if you come out of barber school or you don't have your own barbershop, even though it's not your typical job as far as corporate and you're not listening to a big boss, you still go listen to somebody.
Yeah.
They'll have an owner of the barbershop you have to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own schedule because some barbershops do commission.
Mm-hmm.
Some just do booth rent. If you do booth rent, I don't care if you're doing booth rent or commission. If you moving, you cut 3 or 4 heads, then you'd be ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of money are you making? What are you really doing?
Right.
Right. Some of them do that, you know. So some of them do it just for a hobby.
Yeah. So
and some people don't consider barbering a real job.
Why?
I don't know. They, you know, it's just turning like, well, this ain't no real job. I'm like, what you mean it ain't no real job? Somebody told me that before. This ain't no real job. I'm like, what you mean it ain't no real job? This is a trade. I said, my feet be hurting now.
I mean, it's labor intensive. Like you know, always on your feet, you know. Mm-hmm. Moving your head, back, carpal tunnel, mm-hmm. all of that, wrist, hand, all of, you know.
Yeah, when I go to chiropractor, he tell me, you know, I'm leaning over a lot, cutting mm-hmm. hair, you know, shoulders slumping forward, you know.
You think as you get older, if you cut hair, you're going to, like, be only, that's how you're going
to lean over?
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'm going to cut hair.
Yeah.
I can't see myself. Doing it, being in there when I'm in my 60s.
You might need a back brace.
No, I'm good. As long as I stay in the gym, doing my back exercises, going mm-hmm. to the chiropractor.
You're going to be in denial if you want to.
No, my man, hey, look, John Scott, shout out to John Scott. John in his 60s, John still, I mean, 60 ain't old. You know.
60 ain't old.
Yeah, it ain't
but you want to preserve what you have, so you're, you know.
Yeah.
Those back muscles you gotta in your legs and your kneecaps. That's why
I'm in the gym every morning. Well, at least 3 or 4 times out of the week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you gotta keep the Megan knees. How you gonna be able to function?
No, I don't want no Megan knees now. that's why I stay in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Doing different types. I don't just work out. I mean, I don't just lift weights. I do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching. Mobility, movements, balance.
All those things.
Yeah, all that, you know.
For sure.
A lot of guys go to the gym just work out and just lift weights. Nah, I do it all. Look, mm-hmm. I told you about my rich life. Yoga. I got to get back into yoga, though. I need to get back into that.
Me too. I need to get back in Pilates, but they made me upset. So once you make me mad, I don't be wanting to deal with you like that. Yeah. But I really like, I liked it as a something in addition to, because a lot of times you don't stretch correctly when you're doing it on your own or you're doing it with someone else. But if you go to Pilates or yoga, oh, you're going to stretch. You're going to make sure muscles that you never even knew existed, you're going to come out feeling that. And I like that. Yeah. But I have to get back to it. Oh, I have to ask you.
What?
Your thoughts on OJ's passing.
Man, I just found out about it today. And you know he passed. They said it happened yesterday.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
They just talked about it today or something. Maybe they announced it today.
I don't know. I heard about it.
What's your thoughts?
He didn't do it. It didn't fit. I'm sad for the family. A guy asked me today. He said, OJ going to hell, ain't he?
Somebody said posted the same thing, and I was like,
yeah. I said, what you mean he going to hell? I said he ain't do nothing. I said, hey, if it didn't fit, they'll quit.
I mean, but we're not the determining factor at the very end, so we don't know. But somebody did bring that up. They was like, do you think he's going? And I'm like, wow. I didn't even think about that. I'm like, okay, he died. You know.
Oh, somebody put that on. So somebody put that on social media.
Yeah.
That's probably why he asked me that then. Mm-hmm. He probably seen it on social media.
Yeah, because it's been a topic. Like, where is he going? And, you know.
Oh, really?
He's going to meet the people. He's going to eventually see the people that he unalived, allegedly.
That's crazy.
And then the family is like suing for his assets because, you know, he had a civil suit against him for millions of dollars. But I guess he's only paid like $135,000 of that. So now, like, since he's dead, the families want to take, all his assets and all of those things. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be more to come on that. But
I didn't know he had cancer.
I didn't either, because he seemed like, I feel like I just saw him on an interview recently and he looked just fine. And car or something. I don't know.
I think he may have been on the was it Cam and Warren Mace show? I think.
Mm-hmm. Or was he?
I think. I ain't sure. It seemed like I seen him on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. But most people, I just talked to at least 5 people about it, and everybody said they didn't know he was sick. So I don't know. He hit it pretty well.
Very. What's your thoughts on the upcoming election?
I don't know. I ain't really been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I need to pay more attention just so I can talk more about it.
The options aren't that great, right?
No, I don't got with Crazy Joe and what's Donald Dump.
I mean, I wish it was somebody else.
Hey, look, whoever has the best tax plan for me.
Taxes to me this year was better than last year. I was pleasantly surprised when I did my taxes. I was like, oh, okay. You know, something changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't owe as much as I did last. Well, I didn't owe this year like I did last year. So right. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I ain't complaining about it. I'm just, I'm okay with it. But I wish there was like a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent running at the same time. You know what I mean? Because the independent has point of views from both angles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it would have been great for us to have a third option versus like one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But the independent never gets through because I think Bernie.
Sanders,
he was an independent, right?
I think. I know a lot of people like what he was talking about, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that, but whatever fits your tax bracket, I guess.
You heard of Dr. Claude Anderson?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if he's originally from High Point or Winston. Which one is it? He's from one of those, Winston or High Point. I can't remember. Mm. But he have a book book called Powernomics. You might have seen it in the shop, Powernomics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talks about the Black Party. Something. Matter of fact, he helped Ice Cube put that little thing together a couple years ago. Put something together, plan to guarantee something for the Black people.
Mm, okay.
No matter if it was Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks about that a lot. You know, don't be voting for just Democrat or Republican.
Right. So go he's with, independent?
Yeah, go who's with who's going to do something for us. But, you know, I don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, but it can't be for the best person, best taxes. We got to look as a whole.
No, that was for me. No, that was awesome.
Everybody's tax bracket is different, right?
Yeah. But taxes, though, that's what hurt a lot of us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Have you did your taxes yet? Time's mm-hmm. a ticket.
Huh?
Time's a ticket. Have you submitted your taxes yet?
Oh, yeah, we did them on Monday.
Did you see a difference?
Yeah, I saw a difference.
See?
Yeah. But that's because I had a strategy.
But the brackets did change, though. So it was a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you had a strategy. Maybe one day you'll share that for the people, for the entrepreneurs and the married entrepreneurs and all of those great things.
That's one of the new books I ordered, too. It's a tax book.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We got to know the laws, and we got to play their game, you know.
Really? So you strike the fence?
Huh?
You play in the sand with your taxes? I don't play in the sand.
No, I do. I do what's right. It's legal, but you just gotta know what to do. That's all.
Okay, I'm saying.
One of the things about refunds, a lot of us. Over years, and we thought, you know, when we get money back, that was a good thing. But
no, that means you overpaid throughout the year.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah,
a lot of people just like, yeah, I'm getting this much back. Yeah,
it's great. It's almost like a savings account, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah.
If you treat it that way, but me, I'm always praying, and that's why I did mine last Sunday. I'm always praying, like,
yeah,
I know an amount that I want to. If I had to pay, I don't want to go over a certain amount, or I either want to break even. Or if I get some money back, okay, great. But my ultimate goal is to break even.
That's the ultimate goal, to break even mm-hmm. or pay as little as you can.
Pay as little as, and I have that in my mind. I have a certain bracket, and I pay as little as I can. And I pay, if I had to pay it, it's going to be with a credit card so that I can get some Sky Miles so I can go on a trip. So you got to make it worthwhile.
Right.
Get something to get something back so you can enjoy it.
Hey, Dave Ramsey don't like no Sky Miles.
I don't know why. I don't know. So that means his book should be for free if he, you know, he shouldn't be benefiting from it. But listen, you Sky Miles reward cards, if it works for you, do it.
I'm afraid. No, his book shouldn't be for free because you ain't gonna work in what's it called?
Crate and Barrel.
You ain't gonna work in Crate and Barrel for free.
No, I'm not. But I'm also not gonna tell them how they fund their books. Or they budget and they expense monthly expenses either. How are you gonna force me to save money, but I gotta purchase your book? So that means my money that I was saving, or you want me to save, I gotta pay towards your book.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Exactly. Exactly. Why the math ain't mathing.
But he do give a lot though. He give away a lot too.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see with the upcoming car payments. If y'all see car for sale, I've had it. Just kidding. It won't. Hopefully, I wouldn't never have to be in the position to do that. But I'm here to help people. Or they can go see Dion if they need a small business loan or some sort of loan to get their business started, right?
Yeah.
As self-help in Raleigh.
You got to get with Dion, too. I thought about her and somebody else I need to talk
Anthony?
To. Not Anthony. It was Dion because we supposed to do that thing for barbers.
Yeah.
I need to email her about that. I thought about that today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You need to follow up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I told her I was going to see that Kia still doing her thing with being within Durham and being a community leader and a service person.
All right.
I donated to her one of her charities on behalf of us. So shout out to Kia. Mistaken.
Shout out Kia.
Mm-hmm. And Mavis donated. I always donate. People don't even know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She finally posted her her class in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I forgot what the name of it is, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some good things.
Yeah. And
I need to go scrimp chat too. I need to go ahead and slide over there.
I know she's doing my hair on Saturday. So I was like, man, I should go earlier, go right after and get some food and then see. Or, you know, because I'm her girl. Maybe when I'm sitting under the dryer, she'd go get me
crazy.
Another sandwich. Nah. But maybe we can get a lifetime pass from one of our guests.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to throw that out there and see how it lands.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
We'll be back next week. Well, look, every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I like this right here, like you said, with people's schedules. We don't have had no set time. We can just hop on when we can. So
Exactly.
Might do 2 a week. Oh, I got another idea. I'm going to talk to you about it.
All right. Okay.
All right, y'all. Once again, we supposed to have Crystal Taylor on. She couldn't attend. She couldn't hop on. She had another function she had to do. So hopefully we'll get her on later. I hope y'all enjoyed me and Renee just talking.
Send us some questions. We love that.
Yeah, send us some questions. Let us know what y'all want us to talk about.
And some topics. People want us to talk about relationships. We might have to make it happen for the people because we didn't.
I've been trying to dodge that. I'm so tired of those.
We got to give the people what they asked for. We've been asked more than once.
Womanness.
And we got to give the people what they want. Who knows?
What they want. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. There you have it for another episode of the Impel Forward podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe.
Yes. Peace.